Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media
app. Mark Remillard. Former President Trump arraigned in federal court on what is now his third criminal case against him, this time charged in his attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss.
In many ways, what unfolded here at U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. was just like any other arraignment of a criminal defendant. Those happen here every single day, as they do in courthouses around the country. But former President Trump is unlike any other criminal defendant, and the case in which he's charged is unlike any other in American jurisprudence, one that asks whether a sitting president can spread lies aiming to overturn the will of the people and cling to power.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. After being expelled earlier this year, then temporarily reinstated, both Democratic Tennessee Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson have fully won back their state House seats following a special election. Two Chinese-born U.S. Navy sailors under arrest accused of being spies for China. This is ABC News. The latest medical mystery involving a disease that's been around since biblical times. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on health officials who are tracking cases of leprosy.
Around 200,000 cases of leprosy are diagnosed globally every year. Now it's suddenly turning up in the United States, primarily in Central Florida.
The question that is in our minds is, why is that increase happening?
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Clipper De Almeida says 159 new cases were diagnosed in the U.S. in 2020. While it was a killer in the Dark Ages.
The good news about leprosy in 2023 is that it is a treatable disease and most people get cured.
Although it can mean a couple of years on antibiotics. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A hole-in-one helping lead to a hole-in-one for investigators. Sumter County, Florida sheriffs say they arrested Robert Moore for aggravated manslaughter after they say his picture at a local golf course celebrating a recent hole-in-one helped identify him. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 61. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 86. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 62. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms and highs in the low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 70.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump arraigned in federal court on what is now his third criminal case against him. This time, charged in his attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss.
In many ways, what unfolded here at U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. was just like any other arraignment of a criminal defendant. Those happen here every single day, as they do in courthouses around the country. But former President Trump is unlike any other criminal defendant, and the case in which he's charged is unlike any other in American jurisprudence, one that asks whether a sitting president can spread lies aiming to overturn the will of the people and cling to power.
ABC's Aaron Couture. After being expelled earlier this year, then temporarily reinstated, both Democratic Tennessee Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson have fully won back their state House seats following a special election. Two Chinese-born U.S. Navy sailors under arrest accused of being spies for China. This is ABC News.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 86 tomorrow. Mainly clear. Lows around 62 tomorrow night. Cloudy. Cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. Chance for scattered storms on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 68.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Andrew Hitt's an attorney, you know, the former head of the Wisconsin Republican Party. These folks signed on. They know what they were doing. They're not dumb people. I mean, Eastman's writing memos. Who do you know writes a memo? I don't know anybody writing memos. These guys are writing memos. And the point is, they didn't do this out of ignorance. They didn't do this because they believed it, as the indictment seemingly. Because they wanted to hang on to power. They did it because they wanted to disenfranchise your vote. They did it because they wanted to overturn democracy. That's not something that dumb people or smart people, that's just what they do. That's a craven, power-hungry people. That's what they do. So don't dismiss this as, oh, they didn't know. Of course they knew. Of course they knew. Everybody knew. Trump knew. His White House attorneys told him. Everybody around him told him. DOJ told him. Everybody knew. So you are either, if you take that position, part of the conspiracy and no longer and have no right to be around the halls of power, or you are actually that ignorant and you also have terrible judgment and you should not be in power. Either way, the MAGAs, the fraudulent electors, all these attorneys, they should not be anywhere near this. So I have to reiterate that. These are smart people. They knew what they were doing, and they were doing it to defraud this country. They're doing it to overturn our democracy and take away your vote. They don't want your vote to count. They don't want you to decide in a democracy who the president should be.
You know, I wrote a memo one time.
Yeah,
not exactly a torture memo or even
fishing.
Let's steal the election sort of memo, Dom. One in my lifetime.
What was the memo?
It was, if you use the bathrooms near the studios, leave the fan on. let's just use an abundance of caution and just leave the fans on in there. Okay, everyone?
It's always good to remind yourself of those things. 844-967-2789. Tom from
LA. Only memo I've ever sent in my professional career. Leave the fans on.
Hey, Tom, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the way you spell Republican is V-I-C-T-I-M. They're a bunch of victims. I just can't get over the fact of how they have, at one time, was supposed to be the party of personal responsibility to now just being the biggest crybaby victims I have ever seen in my life. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves, that people are victims.
Tom, isn't it crazy how these Republicans can twist their logic when the cult leader is under criminal indictment? Suddenly the FBI are the bad guys. You've been watching Dragnet and stuff since the 1950s. When did the FBI become the bad guys? As soon as they came after our criminal guy.
Yep, that's how it goes. But I'll tell you what, any of you Republicans out there, if you want, join the Democratic Party. We're not a bunch of victims. You know what? When we actually do something, we actually say it. You've been victims ever since George War Criminal Bush lied us into two wars and so on. You know what? Take your party back. Stop being victims and start standing up for something and you know, be definitely people of your word. Thank you.
They're not going to do any of those things, Tom. Really, Donald Trump is going to win the Republican nomination under at least three different sets of indictments, two federally, one in New York. I suspect Bonnie Willis will drop her indictments as well. Dom, it only makes him more appealing to the Republican base. Come back with us. The Happier Happy Hour, the Hump Day Edition. Crudy on the road. I think I'm on the air. You can join me here and Dom and Anya at 8:40.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples. Some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Mark